This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, everyone.
And we've got a topic today that people hear about, but I don't think they understand.
Yes, we are talking with Joseph and Rosemary Valvo. Joseph is the director of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal in Central Indiana, and we are going to talk about the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yes, it is wonderful. And I am so, this is a really great topic. I was involved in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal back in the day, probably in the early 90s, you know, to like 98 or something. And I think a lot of people have misconceptions about it. But first of all, let's talk about what the Catholic Charismatic Renewal is.
Well, the Catholic Charismatic Renewal is a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the Church. And it started back in the 60s and 70s. Duquesne spread across the United States, from there through Michigan to South Bend. And it wasn't uncommon for people here in Indianapolis on a Thursday night after they got off work to drive up to South Bend to go to a prayer meeting and then return that evening and take and go to work on Friday. There's been such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that people now feel that they don't need to take and go any further than their own parish, and they don't go and attend prayer meetings like they used to, because there used to be a prayer meeting at Marian College with about 400 people every Thursday night.
Wow.
And people came through.
Preachers. I bet that rocked.
It did. We had a music ministry. There was several people, leaders that were running it, and that was the Channel of Peace, and that was the original prayer group that started. It was, went from St. Michael's to Clare Hall.
Mm-hmm.
In the basement of Clare Hall. And they had Life in the Spirit seminars. Speakers came through. People would drop in, Duplessis and other people. And that's when Paul DeSales, Ralph Martin, and all of them were active in Indianapolis, putting on crusades and Life in the Spirit seminars.
And they were doing those fire rallies, too. In fact, I went to one of those fire rallies with Ralph Martin. I think it was like in the early 90s.
Yeah, but that's way in the 90s. We're back in the, back in the 70s.
You're back in the 70s. Sorry. I'm just a little kid crawling around at that point.
It's also not part of the renewal.
Right. That's true. That's true.
So after the prayer group, the Channel of Peace became the Catholic Charismatic Renewal of Central Indiana, with the first coordinator being elected, which was Carl Lentz.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he worked with the liaison to the Archbishop at that time. And then after Carl's term, I was elected overall coordinator for the renewal, and served for a period of time, 5 years, under Bishop O'Meara when he was here. And then after my term, because I went back to college to go to attain a degree, and Glenn Bielski was elected overall coordinator. And I obtained my degree, and we used to come to First Friday Masses periodically and whatnot. And then I heard that Len had a stroke when he was in the nursing home, and I didn't know how he could be running the renewal from there. So we contacted the liaison with the Archdiocese. We had to put out notices for a meeting, and we had an election. And I'm on my second term now.
They called you back, right? The Holy Spirit has some more work for you to do, right?
I have retired and was more or less settled in. We figured we were going to be retired for the rest of our life and not do anything.
But God had a different plan, right?
He did.
And we started getting these callings, and so we ended up taking our problem to our pastor, Father Sleesman, and telling him, this is what we've been getting. what do we do?
And Rosemary, you're wanting to say something. So,
did you ever know that God doesn't care how old you are?
Absolutely.
And just if he wants it done. And we were getting different messages. And when I came back, I said, I have to talk to you. I don't know what the Holy Spirit is saying. And that's why we ended up with Father Tom. And he looked at us. He looked one to the other. He leaned back in his chair and he closed up. And he's a wonderful priest, incidentally. And he said, well, if that's the case, you'd better get started. And he said, anything I can do?
Pray for us, right?
Pray for us. Also, he has opened St. Lawrence because then Archbishop Tobin wanted all the charismatic masses in one place.
And that makes sense because it's kind of easier. You know where you're going. You're not like going, because I know that you'd have healing masses at Marian College or Marian University and then St. Lawrence or other locations. There would be other, masses.
Yeah.
So what are you doing now?
Now it's just at St. Lawrence on the first Friday of every month.
Now, when you say charismatic mass, how is that different from the mass that most of our listeners would go to on Saturday night or Sunday morning?
Well,
that's
most
a great
people
question.
Go to a mass and they expect to have a homily of about 5 minutes, and then they have communion, and before they have the recessional, they're already in their cars.
that describes a lot of people. Yeah,
I call that the Judas shuffle of people if leave early. I said, who left the Last Supper early? Well, things didn't work out so well for him.
We come and stay.
You talked about a big difference.
We have prayer and praise before the Mass, so we get together and we praise God for a half hour before we celebrate the Eucharist.
And what's involved with praising? How does one praise God?
Songs, praise. Shouts of acclamation, music, if you're gifted that way, whoever. Right now, we're looking for a guitarist, but the Lord hasn't blessed us with one, so we're still waiting.
Rosemary's raising her hands up. She's demonstrating what can happen.
And you will hear tongues prayed quietly during some of the consecration time. You will hear messages that the Lord has sent, if anyone really says they have heard a word of the Lord. There's time for sharing during the Mass, and you will hear the music is amazing, even when there are not too many people there. There's a joy, and the priests seem to respond. The priests have been wonderful, and we have a different priest every month. And when you come in and it's kind of different, people are all very friendly. And usually at the Kiss of Peace, you've got the priest down reading all the people in the pews or in the chairs. And it is different. And it's a very uplifting thing, completely. And we do have healing prayer afterwards.
Now, some people might be afraid of this.
Yeah,
might say, gee, okay for you guys, but not for us.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, they're afraid to release. They think that the Holy Spirit's going to get in there and take over. Well, he does.
in a good way, though, right?
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, if someone were, listening and they're thinking, I've heard of the Charismatic Renewal. I'm curious, but I am a little bit apprehensive. What would you tell them? Because, speaking in tongues, that's so weird, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would take and say attend at least 3 meetings, once for each Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, it depends on the hunger you have in your heart, too, because we had 2 girls that were attending college in Cincinnati who wanted to attend the Life in the Spirit seminar, which is a 7-week course in getting and preparing you for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because you receive the Holy Spirit, we believe, when we're baptized as Catholics. So they made the trip up from Cincinnati to Indianapolis for 7 weeks to attend the seminar to take and be prayed for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
And took it back to school, college for them.
Okay.
Really.
And then what happened? Were they just on fire?
they're new creatures living in a new creation, and they're practicing their faith in a different way. One of them wasn't Catholic, and they were non-denominational, but they attended and believed, and the Lord honored them and gave them what they were asking for.
Now, is the number of people in the charismatic movement growing, shrinking, staying the same?
It seems to be staying the same. It's like a revolving door. They come into the renewal and they end up being Eucharistic ministers or extraordinary ministers or lectors or ushers, and it prepares them for ministries in other parts of the church. I mean, we've had a change in the Mass. If you take a look at the way Mass was celebrated back in the 70s versus today, it's completely different. There's more music and there's more singing and there's newer songs, not all the old spirituals that we used to sing. So we've had a change, and people hold their hands, lift their hands up in prayer, whereas before they didn't do that. It used to be when you got to sign of peace, everybody would look at each other and say peace, and that was about it. Nobody shook hands. And gradually that became more accepted, and people became more closely associated with brothers and sisters in Christ and ready to put themselves out.
So the things that you offer in the renewal are the Life in the Spirit Seminar, which again, repeat what that is.
Life in the Spirit Seminar is a 7-week course with an introduction going through how you are going to be affected and live with the Spirit directing you. We live very much and much aware of the gifts of the Spirit. They're very much listed in the Gospel, particularly in Romans. And to live believing fully that this and that the Spirit will direct your life, and the Spirit does tell you what you should do and what you should not do.
Well, we certainly know that in the culture that we live in now, we need the Holy Spirit, and we mm-hmm. need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit more than ever. And so we want people that are listening today to consider prayerfully attending the Life in the Spirit and or coming to the Masses. And you can find out more information at www.intheholyspirit.org. And Rose, you have a closing word here. We're just about out of time.
Okay. The way you mentioned Life in the Spirit, we are beginning a Life in the Spirit seminar on September 11th, this September 11th, which will end on October 30th. And the September Charismatic Mass is 9/7/18. There'll be a spring retreat day, Pentecost celebration last year, and a New Year's Eve midnight Mass. And the August Cares, we invite you all to come.
And for more information, you can go to www.intheholyspirit.org. Rosemary and Joseph of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal of Central Indiana, thank you so much, and God bless your ministry.
Thank you.
Remember when you bought that boat, RV, or motorcycle? You thought you were going to use it every weekend. And maybe you did for a while. But now, well, it seems like you don't use it very often, and it's always needing some kind of repair. Plus, you have to pay to insure it, store it, and license it, even when you're not using it, which is most of the time. If you've thought about parting company with your boat, RV, or motorcycle, you can donate it to Catholic Radio, whether it runs or not, even if it has to be towed. It's easy to do, and you'll really be helping keep us on the air. We'll sell it or salvage it, and the money will help us to stay on the air. To donate a boat, RV, or motorcycle, visit our website, catholicradioindy.org, and click on the Donate Your Vehicle button, or call 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit are permanent dispositions that make us docile to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. These gifts sustain the moral life of the Christian. They are 7 in number: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children and heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ, in whom the gifts are seen in their fullness. The fruits of the Holy Spirit are 12 in number. They are charity, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. The fruits are perfections the Holy Spirit forms in us as the first fruits of eternal glory. I'm Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Just a reminder, Catholic Radio is listener-supported. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, you can do so online at catholicradioindy.org.
Besides going to Mass each Sunday, we're all encouraged to spend some time with our Lord each week, to shut out distractions, present our prayers to God, and then just listen. In today's hectic world, that sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, chances are there's an adoration chapel in a Catholic church not far from where you live, a place where you can spend an hour or just a few minutes in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, in a quiet, peaceful setting where you can really talk to Jesus, and more importantly, He can talk to you. Many chapels are open 24 hours a day. Here are some of the places where you'll find adoration chapels: All Saints Parish, Our Lady of the Greenwood, St. Barnabas, St. Luke's Parish, and St. Michael the Archangel. Why not stop by soon? Jesus is there, and He is waiting to talk to you. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, everyone. Great to be with you.
Well, we got a big event coming up.
Yes, we do. Holy Rosary Catholic Parish is having its second conference. They had a men's conference back in March, and now they're venturing out and having a women's conference. And I know you're holding on to your seats. Our guests today in studio are Jerry and Mary Kathleen Jacobs. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Bridget.
So Jerry was in charge of the men's conference, right? And that was a good blowout, wasn't it?
Yes, it was very good. It was good, man. It was good. It was real exciting. And the men came that morning and they rocked it and they learned a lot and they took a lot home with them.
So before, I know you're dying to know when this conference is. It's actually Friday, August 10th and Saturday, August 11th. And this one is a women's conference. So it's called Our Lady, Essence of a Woman?
Essence of Woman.
Essence of Woman. So tell us about that. That's the theme, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mary Kathleen.
Well, she passed that one to me.
She passed. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
The reason we came up with Our Lady Essence of Woman is because today, just like the men, women are confused about how they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to do, and so we wanted to create a conference so to teach them, to show them, because they're not happy, they're not fulfilled, they're not secure, they don't feel, and you know, we lie, everybody goes along like they're all this and that, but they're really not.
On Facebook and Instagram, and you Photoshop yourself and like you don't have any wrinkles and you're perfectly thin. I don't do that, but I'd like to.
And so the Blessed Mother is the way. And
amen.
She is the essence of woman, of how women should be, how they should aspire to be. And if all women just even tried and looked at her and used her as their guide, then their lives would all of a sudden go straight to Jesus and to the Father. And they would be surprised how more fulfilled and happy they would be. They would embrace their roles as women.
So you have some really interesting speakers. There's a woman coming that's going to talk about New Age.
Yes.
And the dangers of that, right? not promoting it. I don't want to get booted off the air here. So talk about her and maybe what she's going to talk about.
Sure.
And how you picked that topic, because it really intrigued me.
Okay. Her name is Sharon Lee Giganti. Jerry and I first heard her on Catholic Answers. And she talks about New Age and the deception of New Age and how you can fall into evil and not even realize it. So her talks, her first talk is more of a witness talk, how she fell into it and how she got out of it. And then her second talk is yoga, yes or no.
Yoga, yes or no. What a great question, because there is a lot of controversy about that. So, and you know, women will think, okay, I'm just going to go take this exercise class and it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested in hearing about that. So now this is Friday, August 10th and Saturday, August 11th. So what happens Friday night and what happens Saturday? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Okay, Friday is the retreat. It's a retreat and conference. So Friday is more of a retreat.
Okay.
You come and register. We do have Mass at Holy Rosary at 5:45, but it's not quote unquote part of the retreat itself that day.
You can get a little holy boost
before
it starts, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then and we'll have snacks and things. We won't have a dinner. And then we'll have a panel of five priests. And you can ask, we call them the Friday Night Five.
All right.
So it'll be a panel of five priests and you can ask them anything.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes, yes. And then the retreat part, after the questions and all that, after those discussions, we'll have silence from 8:30-ish to 11:30-ish. We're not saying that you have to stay until 11:30,
mm-hmm.
but we'll have adoration and confession.
Right.
Mm-hmm. During that time.
And so the silent retreat, it's for, like I said, in one of the advertisements I did on Facebook, it's like, you know, for women, it's the summer, it's hot, the kids are out of school, you're about wore down about now, and you probably can't wait until the third week of August so they can get their butts back to school, right?
Can you say that? I think you can. But hey, you preach it, brother. I'm telling you.
So we, you know, come to the retreat and relax, let it flow, because Christ, he wants to spend time with you. And that retreat will get you ready and prepare you for Saturday's conference.
And talk about the conference. It starts Saturday and...
Yes, it starts Saturday about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And Sharon Lee Giganti will give the first talk, and we'll have talk and discussion. Then we'll have Mass.
Q&A.
Yeah. Oh, after the discussion, there is Q&A. And then...
And that's really great because you don't always get to ask questions mm-hmm. at length.
Right.
To a speaker of that, you know, kind of proportion. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't always have that opportunity.
Right, right. So there'll be question and answer, and then we'll break for Mass, and Father Byrd will be our celebrant for Mass. Then we'll have lunch, and then Father Byrd has a talk. What is the name of Father's talk?
It's the name of the conference, Our Lady, Essence of Woman Talk.
And so he's going to... So authentic femininity,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's going to teach them and show them what the Blessed Mother's needing them to do.
Right.
So where is he from? I don't know Father Byrd. Is he a local priest, or is he a national speaker?
No, he's in the Archdiocese.
Okay.
He's been a priest for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm. He's down in Mount Vernon.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
And he has like three parishes. So to get him to do it, you know, this let me just tell a quick little story.
Sure. We love stories. We got time.
This women's conference has been a bear to really put on, to get, because we had two speakers, and to get Sharon Lee Giganti was hard because Father, he was like a little, you know, skeptical about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, what was his name?
Tony Mullins.
Tony Mullins was our second speaker, and he's the leader of the flame. He was the leader of the Flame of Love.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he passed away.
Right.
He passed
sadly,
away.
Yeah.
We had a meeting with him on that Saturday to talk about, to speak about, you know, what we want him to do, and he was so excited. He was going to donate to the conference and everything, and then that Saturday he passed away.
Yeah,
and
we met Wednesday. He passed away Saturday.
We met Wednesday. He passed away Saturday. So, and then
he's up in heaven praying for you, right?
So to get a priest, to get a priest or someone to take the spot, mm-hmm. It's been so hard. But Father
God
Byrd jumped
provide.
In.
Yep. Yeah,
Father Byrd jumped in.
And so the conference is Friday, August 10th and 11th. Saturday, August 11th, and it's at Holy Rosary. And I'm going to give the webpage right now, holyrosaryconferences.org.
Yes.
And then there it says, because I've looked at it, you got a great webpage, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a men's conference you can click on, or women's conferences. So you're going to click on the women's conference, and it gives all the details.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So why should women come out? You know, what are they going to get? I mean, what other than getting away from the kids? You mentioned it.
And the hubby, right?
And the hubby, right? Well, obviously they're going to learn about authentic femininity. And there is a lot of confusion in mm-hmm. our culture. So obviously this is needed in our time right
yeah.
now.
We'll learn more of our roles and responsibilities, our duties as being wives, mothers, and women in the community.
And what do you feel is really... the biggest challenge for women today, would you say that, you know?
I would say...
The guy answers. That's fine. That's cool. No, that's cool. I'm just razzing you, Jerry. Jerry and I know each other, so I can razz him. So. No, I just... Go ahead. You got an answer.
It's the same problem as with the men.
Mm-hmm.
It's... Nope. When you say role, everybody automatically pulls back. Because mm-hmm. who are you to tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all we have because we're
that's
broken.
That's rebellion right
we're,
there.
Yeah, we're all broken. We don't even really realize it. And so when God puts that in front of us and lets us let you know, look, if you do it this way, like the natural law, the Ten Commandments, when you do it this way, your life is more fulfilled. Your life is happier. You have someone to turn to. And I think with women, you know, they've been duped.
Mm-hmm.
They've been duped. They think that, you know, I can do
as
the
guys
kid.
Have too.
Yes,
all, guys we're, have all too. We're all getting duped by the bad guy, right?
And so what we're trying to do in the conference is say, look, just pull back a little bit and just open your mind and maybe the Blessed Mother has something for you.
Absolutely. On that note, I'm going to give the date and time again. It is going to be Friday, August 10th for the panel discussion, Q&A. You can ask
yes.
the priest anything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday is the full day conference, which is August 11th. This is at Holy Rosary Catholic Parish in Indianapolis. And the webpage is holyrosaryconferences.org. So I got to ask about the food. You guys had City Barbecue last time. And that was the first time I had City Barbecue.
It was good, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. You've been getting the City Barbecue sauce. I'm not kidding you. At our house.
The stuff is good.
I can just drink that stuff. Forget about the chicken. All right, seriously, what's the food?
We're not sure.
Well, I think we're going to have Qdoba.
Oh, that's good, too.
Yes, it is.
That's good, too.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well,
no wonder if you change.
I might change. We'll see. I don't know.
She's in charge of the food.
We think.
So give us a why should women come out?
Women should come out because it'll be a great time to be with your fellow Catholic sisters. It'll be a good time to embrace our faith and get closer to the Lord and learn what we need to do to help our families and ourselves.
So for more information, you can register online at holyrosaryconferences.org. My guests today have been Jerry and Mary Kathleen Jacobs, and God bless you.
Well, thank you.
You too.
You too.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.